Our Lord's blessings to each and every one of you on this first Sunday in Advent. Our sermon today will be based upon our epistle reading from Romans chapter 13. St. Paul writes, "Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake up from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires." Thus far our reading, grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me know, moms and dads, if this scenario doesn't sound familiar to you. It's early Christmas morning, very early, and you hear the faint sounds of little voices coming from your children's bedrooms. "Wake up! It's Christmas!" Soon enough, you're listening to soft footsteps sneaking past your bedroom, making their way into the living room in order to check out the gifts left under the Christmas tree. Honestly, though, the kids believe that they'd be in a world of trouble for getting up so early. But my guess is, those are some of the best memories most parents have of their children growing up. And I'll have to admit to sometimes getting up in the wee hours of the morning as a young child and then turning on the Christmas tree lights in the living room. I'd bet that many of you did very similar things in your youth as well. But waking up in the morning is certainly getting harder and harder to do. Wouldn't you all agree? The aches and pains, the sore necks. It's a whole lot easier to stay all cuddly and warm with the blankets pulled up to your nose than it is to get up in a cold winter's morning. Yet, get up we must. The cows won't milk themselves, goes the old saying. And St. Paul is encouraging us to wake up too, from our spiritual slumber, and to not be lulled into indifference by the wicked world which surrounds us and to what's happening. And what's happening that we should be concerned? Well, how much time do you have? Perhaps never in the history of man has our world and the way people think been so cattywampus. That is, turned upside down and to such an extent that nothing makes sense anymore. What used to be common sense is now the exception. Boys in girls' locker rooms and bathrooms? 10 years ago, that would have gotten a young man arrested. But today, if a girl complains about it, she's the one suspended from school and ordered to attend therapy for her, quote, issues. That really happened, by the way. Congress is about to codify same-sex marriage so that it'll be that much easier to persecute and arrest those who believe in God's definition of marriage. And it's almost hard to believe that it even needs to be spelled out, but God's intention for marriage is that it is between a man and a woman. Jesus himself reaffirmed this in Matthew chapter 19 and Mark chapter 10. Did you know that 40% of America's children are now born out of wedlock? There are still over 900,000 abortions performed in this nation every year, and some states will allow the procedure right up to the moment of birth. 2.5 million folks a year are infected with a sexually transmitted disease. 70 million of this country's people have been diagnosed with some form of mental illness. Need I go on? The world's a mess, and it's getting worse by the week, not better. I mean, you know things are getting bad when the most expensive vehicle you operate nowadays is a shopping cart. Up is down, and down is up. There is no certainty about anything. People have lost their way, and their ranks are growing by the day. And would you like to know by how many? Well, the current estimate is that 3,500 people walk away from the church and faith in Christ every single day here in America. That's how many. And unless something dramatically changes, This is the world Jesus will be returning to someday soon. No wonder Jesus openly wondered if he would find any followers upon his return. Our Lord said in today's gospel, "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time the thief was coming, he would have kept watch." In a like manner, we are to do the same thing, for our Lord will come when the world least expects him. That's why St. Paul is screaming for us to set aside deeds of darkness and to wake up. But millions are in a spiritual slumber and are sleepwalking their way right into a life of uncertainty, into a world that makes no sense, into a society that has clearly bought into the devil's madness. Folks who are blissfully on a path to damnation. Yet, in a world that is heading south fast, here we are getting ready to celebrate another Christmas. And while our society has moved further and further away from this holiday's original meaning and intent, it is still the antidote for our troubled times. For we will once again hear that we don't find meaning or purpose in self-gratification or in the world's treasures, but rather we find it in Christ Jesus, who first came into our world being born in a tiny stable, located in some faraway place in an obscure part of our planet, born to a poor Jewish girl, a birth that would have otherwise gone unnoticed except that angel choirs announced it to shepherds. And soon thereafter, the shepherds announced it to others, because in this small child born to Mary was the hope that they had been waiting for, God's own Son, the promised Savior. Good news in a world filled with nothing but bad news. For Jesus brings the certainty of hope where there was none. Hope for a future where God's good original order for creation will be restored, and so will all those who believe in him. A world of perfection. No sin, no death, no disease, no hunger, no fighting, no arguments, no lying, no coveting. Why? Even the weather will be perfect every single day. In a world filled with bad news, Advent and Christmas time offers us hope of a brighter tomorrow by directing us to look back some 2,000 years to an event that took place in the town called Bethlehem. And as we recall that event, we must bear in mind that Mary and Joseph were no strangers to heartaches and the difficulties of trying to live a God-pleasing life in a troubled world, a world filled with hatred, immorality, and crushing taxes, where uncertainty for one's future was commonplace. For while the birth of their son, foretold by the angel Gabriel, brought them hope, they still needed to navigate the troubles associated with living in a broken world, including the eventual heartbreak of Good Friday. Like all of us, tears would be shed in their lives, but there would also be tears of joy, laughter, and love. The bottom line truth is that life has its ups and downs, even for the earthly parents of Jesus. And we can probably identify with them more than we might think, such as having a hope that surpasses human understanding, a hope of faith in Jesus, whose coming and birth we now remember and celebrate, a celebration that can only be properly understood when seen through the lens of the cross. Indeed, it even cast its shadow on the manger, for the cross was the very reason that Jesus willingly crossed the divide that separates heaven from earth and became a man. Born to die, born to bear the sins of all and to be punished for them, born for me and for you, born to give us hope, a hope that will find its fulfillment on the last day when the old and broken will be exchanged for the new and everlasting. This morning we officially begin the season of Advent with expectations for joyous celebrations, and that despite whatever anxieties you might be harboring, my friends, I pray that the hope that you have in Christ Jesus permeates your life, and that you remember that in the gift of your baptism, you were clothed with his righteousness, so that his life is now attributed to you. Wake up. It is indeed time to celebrate our redemption. Our salvation is closer now than it was just 10 minutes ago when I started the sermon. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, may keep your hearts and your minds firmly in Christ Jesus our Lord forevermore. Amen. Our Lord's blessings to each and to every one of you.